We're in Simin Shin Pei Beis. We're up to Siv Tezayin, and we'll be doing from Tezayin through Yud Ches. Tezayin. Im Yesh La'ini Yehudi Heis Chir Molokitim. A non-Jew's got an apartment, and he's got five workers. Yisraelim, they're Jews, and Darim Beveso, he gives them rooms. So he hired five Jews and gave them each a room. Ein dirasim chashuv adira sheyesru zel ze. They will not asur on one another. The schirish sheleni Yehudi ena osa im sochum im ba'al habayis. So what does that mean? The halacha is like this. The Jews, they're not considered being there to asur on the chatzar. They do not have to chip into the erev of the chatzar. What's pshat? Pshat is because they're not renting the apartments. They're just a sacher v'lokit. He can throw them at any time whatsoever. They therefore are not considered having dira, and as a result of it, they don't aser. But what happens if Jews rent apartments from non-Jews? Then of course the halacha is that they have to do erevin. Sif Yud Zayin. Shtei chatzero zo lifnim mizu. You have two chatzeros, an inner one and an outer one. V'Yisrael ve'eni Yehudi b'pnimis. You have a Jew and a non-Jew in the inner one. V'Yisrael b'chitzona, and a Jew in the outer one. Or she'Yisrael ve'eni Yehudi b'chitzona v'Yisrael b'pnimis, or a Jew on the inside, and a Jew and a non-Jew on the outside. V'afilu eni Yehudi b'pnimis u'shnei Yisraelim b'chitzona. So the halachi is oser. He will aser. V'yesh misha omer she'afilu eni Yehudi b'pnimis v'Yisrael acher b'chitzona oser. Even if Yisrael in the Pnimis and another Jew on the Chitzona, that means you have an Eini Yehudi in the Pnimis and Yisrael on the Chitzona, that it's Aser, that he will Aser. Now, that what is Pshat in this? So Pshat is like this. This is all a Gzera, because we are afraid that people are going to think that there's another Jew there. Really, there's just one Jew and one non-Jew. The halacha was when you have a Jew and a non-Jew that share a chatzar, the halacha is you don't need an erev, you don't need schiris v'shus. In this case, because one's in the inner chatzar, one's in the outer one, we're choshish that people are going to think that there's another Jew there. So that this shita holds as gzera, you have to. L'maisa, we don't hold like that. Sif yudches, ein Yehudi shehiskir beiso l'chavero ein Yehudi. One non-Jew rents it to another non-Jew. So what's the halacha? Im nishalot shum tfisa babaye, sheyesh lo reshus laniach shem shum kelim, yicholim liskar mimenu. So the halacha is that if the owner leaves something there for himself, he uses it for storage, then you could still rent from the owner. Otherwise, it's not a chatzar b'chal. V'im lo nishalot shum tfisa, furthermore, if he could throw out the Jews living there whenever he feels like it, so the halachi is in such a case, then you can do schiris rishus from the original owner. V'yimlav enamol elim yiskru mi'asocher. Otherwise, you have to be a socher rishus from the renter. So we're talking about two non-Jews, one rents to another one. Whom do you rent from? You rent from the renter. The renter doesn't want to rent it to you, so it depends. If the owner of the apartment still has stuff there in storage, then you can rent it from him. Hagav wadin ish achar shesh lo tfisa bebayis, yicholum liska mimen lo gora mischiro ulakito. The same goes for a stranger that has tfisa bebayis, that has a lot of tfisa yad on the bayis, that has a lot to keep it there. So even though he never used his rishus, he only got rishus to keep it there, that is good enough. Now this is all if you want to do schiris rishus from the masker. From the socher, under all circumstances, you can do schiris rishus from the socher, and that's ideal.